Hi everyone, Victor here at TrustString. I just got to ask a question on how to align for remote stand-ups with remote teams, right? Even if you have just 1 hour of a time zone difference, plus minus that can already be very tricky to understand. When do you actually kick off work as an entire team? When do you schedule stand-up calls and things like that? And this was my answer. From my experience when hiring A players, what is very attractive to most A players, which is why they might have joined your company, maybe you have a different experience, but at least I see that, is that somebody is getting what you're offering, right? Which remote work from home, and a bit of flexibility. So the ability to start a little later or earlier, and the same way, have a lunch where it fits them. I think that's something that's valuable when attracting A player talent. However, at the same time, right, you do need that planability and say, like, what do I do with my stand-up meetings now, right? Even one time zone plus minus difference, right? That means that plus minus one, that might already mean that there are two people who are two time zones away. So for one person, the meeting would be 7 a.m., for example, right? And that's already a problem, right? How we solve this internally is that we do give the possibility for flexible schedules per person or per time zone, let's say, but they're fixed. So it's not like people can decide today, well, I'm just going to start working at 11. Oh, sorry, you needed me. I didn't know, right? It's flexible time. That's not how it works. Like, either per person or per time zone, you have a working schedule that is publicly available, and everybody has it to adhere to that. But at the same time, daily meetings, daily stand-ups, this is pretty much what a stand-up is, right? Sharing the wins, sharing successes, reporting what somebody's done and what they're planning to do today, where they're blocked, this kind of stuff. That you can easily do in an async stand-up. I know that the huddle, the 15-minute huddle with the entire team live, is powerful, but I feel it's more powerful in an actual in-office setup. That's where it's really powerful, because what I see a lot of the times when you do that kind of meeting online in a Zoom is that people are just, still drinking their coffee or already checking their email. You don't have this, well, we're gathering in our kitchen or in our meeting room and nobody has any distractions and we're just getting pumped for the day. This is one of the biggest benefits of an in-office culture, I feel, and it's not really replicable online. That's at least my personal experience. And so the best you can do, and that works really well for us, is have a Slack stand-up channel where everybody needs to do exactly that. Share at least one win, share of the previous day, right? And whenever they start, it's also great, signal when they actually start, right? Whenever they start, they need to do their stand-up, which is share a win, write in bullet points what they want to achieve for the day. And then next day, you have to copy that list and, mark check boxes, what you've accomplished, whatnot. And the upside of that really is that from one stand-up, you really don't know, right? Because nothing is perfectly estimatable, right? But over the period of like a month or two, if you just scroll through that channel, you know really well who's good at managing their own time and managing their own work and who is not, right? And so that's also very valuable when it comes to that Slack stand-up. And then what you can also do is just have a weekly, slightly longer meeting, let's say half an hour or even an hour, and do the in-person huddle with like a focused agenda. I really like the model from EOS Traction. They have those weekly sync meetings where you gather metrics, gather progress, gather wins, and things like that. And that is really powerful in a remote setting. And you don't have to do that in the morning, but you can do that at a time where everybody's available, say 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. or even in the afternoon. It really doesn't matter. I think that really works out pretty well. But again, that's just my point of view. I'd be really curious to hear how that works out for you and what you'll end up doing. Thank you. Have a good one. As always, if you found this helpful, make sure to subscribe, make sure to hit the bell. If you have any questions about managing remote teams, feel free to comment, book a call with me. The link is in the description. Whatever questions you have, especially about remote development teams, we are recruiters. We source the best developers out there remotely, pre-vetted, of course. We have a wide network of software houses that are also tried and trusted. So if you need a turnkey software development, and we give advice. So we provide fractional CTOs and fractional CPOs if you need that high-level strategic guidance within your company and you need to solve any issues around project management or bugs or architecture planning or code reviews or anything like that, we're happy to help. book a call. Thank you so much.